Moscow has been signing exploration deals with foreign oil companies aimed at keeping Russia the world's number one oil producer. The biggest involves ExxonMobil. That deal could see the American oil company investing $500 billion in the Russian Arctic. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Moscow.
Russia is still a huge supplier of oil and gas. There's no question about that. But the growth of oil and gas output in Russia has stalled.
We see no serious increase in oil production in Russia.
Konstantin Simonov is the head of the National Energy Security Fund in Moscow. There is, he notes, plenty of additional oil and gas to be exploited in Russia, but it's in a very difficult place, the Arctic.
If you want to be in this business in 2020, 2025, you must think about Arctic today.
The reserves in the Russian Arctic are vast. Nobody quite knows how vast, but the numbers are enormous.
Roland Nash, the chief investment strategist for Verno Investment in Moscow, says this is what ExxonMobil is going after. Some estimates put the oil and gas reserves in Russia's Arctic waters at 100 billion tons. The deal with ExxonMobil is also a sign that the Russian government knows it can't exploit the Arctic without investment from international oil companies and without their technology, says Simonov.
Without foreign partners, for us it will be impossible to develop this area. It's out of question.
There's much more to the deal. It gives ExxonMobil access to oil fields in the Black Sea, and it provides Russia some access to ExxonMobil's oil deposits in Texas, in Canada, and the Gulf of Mexico. The deal was signed on April 18th with Vladimir Putin looking on. Exxon has the possibility to work in Russia's north and its south and in other regions, Putin said. Our side will soon start work with Exxon in the U.S. and Canada. It's not been easy for foreign oil companies to do business in Russia. Everybody knows, says Roland Nash, that Russia's relations with international oil companies in the past have been troubled.
Signing the deal is step one. Implementing the deal is a bigger step in some ways.
So Russia has changed the game in favor of the oil giants. The government has eased the tax burden on ExxonMobil and others looking for oil in the Arctic, making it a more attractive proposition. And Konstantin Simonov says letting Rosneft in on energy deposits elsewhere in the world turns the Russian oil giant into an international player. It helps it spread its risks, and there could be political benefits as well.
It's like, the logic of capitalism. If you are the shareholder of serious assets in Europe and the United States, maybe it will be more easy to have political dialogue also.
The financial markets have reacted cautiously to the deal, given Russia's checkered relations with international oil companies in the past. But Roland Nash believes it's a very good move by ExxonMobil and for Russia.
The real reason why ExxonMobil should believe in this is because Russia really needs this investment. They recognize that without that investment, you're not going to be able to maintain Russia as the world's largest oil producer. You're not going to be able to get this oil out of the ground in the Arctic. When things are necessary in Russia, they tend to actually happen.
Still, this is a long-term deal with ExxonMobil. It is unlikely that there will be any serious production from Russia's soon-to-be-explored Arctic waters until after 2020. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Moscow.